Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Okay, guys, can you hear me okay? Okay. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is the host of Jackson, your prime minister. We're going to be talking to you and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're teaching you to take your spot at the top of your network marketing business. It seems like we're hearing some kind of bank now.
Let's see here. I'm going to go out and come back in. All right, I think you can hear me better now. Okay, hopefully this is good.
All right, guys, welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday coaching you to take your spot at the top of your network marketing business. But I need you guys to go ahead and share this call to other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848. Or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. So I know we had a little trouble here with the audio, not sure what's going on, but I want you guys to hear me out. This has been a very powerful series, and, you know, we're talking about there's power in clarity. And we're talking about the quality of state of being clear. And so this is going to be a very important series for you to go back, because with most times when you don't have clarity, you also lack focus. And if you lack focus, you're going to lack action. But I'm going to tell you something. If you were to even just do just a portion of what you're trained to do here at Power Start Your Day, you will start seeing success in your business. But if you were able to take massive action, you'd be able to see or move to the top of your company. And not only that, be a dynamic leader in the process. And so, you know, when we start talking about on today that massive action is pretty much the missing piece. That's the missing piece, is massive action for most people. And so, as we opened up, we're going to do a quick review, but I need you guys to know that we're here. We're going to be in John chapter 13, verse 17. Here is what our scripture is going to be, John 13 and 17. And I need you all to be very, very clear and intentional about taking massive action. But we have to go to the Lord first before we are able to do something like take massive action, because most people, they actually are being, masters of procrastination, masters of collecting information, but they lack massive action. It takes a lot of energy for that. So let's go to the Lord and get what we need. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, you are the great I am. There's no one bigger and better and wiser than you. And so right now, as we ask for your Holy Spirit to come down like never before and give us clarity, clarity enough that we have focus, and focus enough that we'll take massive action toward our goals and our assignment. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you're giving us all that we need to go do these great exploits in your name. But we want to be careful to you, first and foremost, the highest praise of hallelujah. We want to make sure, oh Father God, that our hallelujah is not only with, you know, just our voice, not only with this our lips, it's with our action, that we want to show you the praise by taking massive action. The biggest praise would require now massive action toward what it is you've told us to do. We're grateful, oh dear Lord, for all the things that you have shared with us, and we are going to learn how to profit from the challenges that you've sent our way. We honor you, we bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to go ahead and turn to John 13 and 17. And very powerful, because this is where Jesus is saying, hey, I'm giving you all the good, but now it's time to take action. And so let's go here for a moment and let's look at John 13 and 17. I'm going to read a New International Version. And it says, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. Now that you know, go to God to get wisdom. Now that you know that you can profit off of the trials and tribulations. Now that you know that you are a workmanship created in Christ Jesus for his good works, and that you should walk in this amazing design that God has given us. The same action, expecting a different result. It has behooved me, because sometimes, you know, I am so passionate about people being successful. And while passionate, I can tell you, you know, I say a little Peter spirit, I'll get a little frustrated with, my God, you're giving us everything. And so many of us are doing nothing with it. Or so many of us are believing that we still have so much time left, that we move at a pace as if you should be serving us and not us serving you. But once you begin to get clarity, you do the work, and you now begin to get clarity, and you write down your vision, and you're making it super plain, or you're getting very clear marching orders. Massive action is due. At this point in our lives and our businesses, you know, I was sharing a little bit on last evening. I was so happy to see family, my team. I had been traveling, so many different things. I haven't seen them. Oh, I miss them, and I love them so much. And when I'm able to bring the news back to them, to tell them, listen, you have something so powerful in your hand, and you don't know it. So now that you do know it, what are you going to do with it? And I can tell that there are some that the energy is so high that they're like, okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to do the best I can. And yet there'll still be some that will hear that and say, my Lord, everything that you're looking for and more you can have is accessible to you if you only took massive action, if you only gave it all you got. And you can see the deadness in some eyes of still don't get it. And I'm here to let you know that that's your missing piece. For those who are still looking for an excuse on top of an excuse, even though every excuse has been moved out of the way, and even your obstacles have been now been turned into opportunities, now it's time for you to pay up with massive action. Action is the missing piece for you to become everything that you're able to become. making all the difference in your life as you know it. Massive action. That's all you need. All you need. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. I want to know who wants to be blessed on this morning, who wants to move to that next level, who really wants to go and say, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to be blessed. But more important, we have to remember that we're only blessed to become a blessing. We're only blessed to become a blessing. Let's see if we can open up the call. Financial Freedom Friday on today. Something is happening with this background. Hold on one moment. Hold on. We got 904. Last four, 9695. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Miss Simone Graham out of Jacksonville, Florida. How are you this morning?
I'm amazing, Queen. I'm amazing. Good morning.
Good morning. I was able to speak to you on yesterday as well. This is such a blessing, such a blessing.
Look, you know what? There's some feedback. So what I'm going to do is when you speak, go ahead and share. I'm going to mute out, okay?
Okay, okay. Miss Nicola?
We can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I said this is such a blessing. I was able to get on the call yesterday morning with you as well.
That's amazing. What I'm sharing is that we're having some feedback, so what I'm going to do is give you the mic to speak so that we don't have the feedback. So do you want to go ahead and share?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so grateful, like I said on yesterday, to have this clarity in my walk and this vision that I see for myself. And I am so just amazingly blessed by your words and your encouragement that you give every morning. I have a new agent that's actually on the call, and she is so overwhelmed with me bringing her into this new limelight that she's having, and I'm just so grateful. For my VP, Ms. Star Brodus, it's just amazing to just have this new energy in my life and to have this clarity.
That is so powerful. And you have a powerhouse of a leader. And so I am just so excited when I'm hearing people hearing the information and taking action on it. I am so apologetic for this backlash on the mic. I'm not sure what's happening on today, but we want to definitely let you guys know. Let's try one more caller. I am so sorry, guys. I'm so excited about Financial Freedom Friday. What's going on here? Thank you so much, Queen. Thank you. Let's try one more line. Let's try it one more time. Okay. 678, last four, 7782. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you, love?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. So I just wanted to jump into the queue and let you know that your topic is right on point. The power of clarity, because, you know, you and I had a conversation just a couple of weeks ago about my vision not being clear enough because of the distractions that I was. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Tina.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so you were just saying that the vision isn't clear enough if you allow distractions to come in and get you off focus. And so I just wanted you to know, since we've had that conversation, I did tell you that I was going back home to South Carolina. And when I went back home, I was there for maybe about 4 or 5 days because the kids were out of school. But every day that I was there, I had something planned out. It was event after event after event, and I did more work since we had that conversation 2 to 3 weeks ago than I did in 2 to 3 months, no lie. And I just went to work. I just went to work, and I just started thinking about what you said on my flight home, and I said to myself, I was like, she's right. If I'm very clear about where I'm going, I can't allow, you know, any little thing to come in and I'm, you know, getting emotional about it, or I have all these feelings or thoughts attached to it. My focus needs to be on what it is that I'm trying to get to, and don't let anything stop me with getting there. And so I just want to tell you thank you and let you know this topic that you have for this week is right on point with the conversation that you and I had.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful. So, you know, I gotta ask you a question, because I know, you know, I can so feel the spirit that's on the line, and I'll get, like, all these, like, mixed messages. I can't explain it. I can't explain how connected I am to you guys, and I will hear or feel like something that's like sharp like an arrow, and then like a ton of confusion where there are still some people on the line who are like so baffled. And even the fact that when people are coming in, is they're like, I'm clear, and they're like, I am not clear. I'm trying so hard to get clear. Is this making me feel good? But when I get off this line, things go haywire. Ms. Nicole, you don't know what my life is like. You don't know what's going on in my life, and, you know, all these different things. And, you know, at the end of the day, I want you to try your very best to give our family the feeling that you have now that you can say, wait a minute, what she's training us is not good. If you do it, let me tell you what you will really experience, because you're talking about could be 10x, 100x in your business just by getting clear. And then the focus will lead you to action. And when you start getting results, you're going to go into massive action. You're going to go into overdrive. So tell us a little bit, Kina, about how you feel now that you're like, okay, wait a minute, now I'm clear, I don't care what's going on, I'm getting it done.
Well, you know, that's an awesome question, because I thought I was clear. I really did. I thought I knew exactly what it is that I wanted. And when you said it, you looked me right into my eyes and you said, your vision isn't clear enough. And you told me, you said, I would never be able to make it even to your level if everything that goes on or everything that someone says or I don't like something, I let it bother me. I let it distract me. I let it get me off track. And when you said that, it pierced my soul, because I was like, I want to be a multi-millionaire. It was prophesied over me years ago, before I even came into the network marketing industry, that I was going to be a very wealthy woman of God. I was going to build a kingdom, that I was going to have an organization where I would have 350 employees. And it was just so on and so forth. And my pastor told me that he seen me doing seminars, and I was going to help people with breaking the chains of financial bondage and teaching them about money principles and wealth. So when I came across the opportunity with our company, it was no surprise to me. It aligned with my vision. I actually had already created a business plan back in 2016, the year before I came across this opportunity. It was like about a 20-page business plan I had to do for school. And it had everything in there, credit restoration. We were going to offer those services, wealth management. Every time I give my testimony, I always tell people I always wanted to be in wealth management, but I didn't like the fact in corporate America with these large companies, they only want you to work with people that have $250,000 in assets or more, sometimes millions of dollars and more, and that does nothing for people that doesn't understand finances. Mm-hmm. So when you begin to talk with me and you told me that, when I said it pierced my soul, because I knew that I wanted it, but I guess I just didn't want it as bad as I thought that I did, because I was allowed to all of these distractions to come in, and I'm focused on this when I should be focused on working. I'm focused on what someone said or how they said it when I should be working. And so I know that it changed me, because when I came back home a couple of days later, I had a conversation with my husband, and this is a transparent moment. Me and my husband, we've been best friends now for about 7 years since we met each other, got married, and all that good stuff. But when you are married, and, you know, it's happening for me before it's happening for him. You know, the vision is coming to pass for me before it's coming to pass for him. And so, you know, I've been praying with God to help me to work through that, because one of the things I'm not going to do is, as I'm ascending and I'm following God's plan, my husband's going to be right there with me. And I can test to pray for that. But he and I had a conversation, and he's, you know, he wasn't in agreement with certain things and, you know, money principles and how he sees money and how he sees life. My husband's very passive. He don't care about it. He's an engineer. He's in school for engineering. He's happy about that. And he, you know, he's not ready for entrepreneurship, and that's okay. But what I told my husband, I looked him in his eyes when he and I had a conversation. I said, we're going to agree to disagree. I said, because I'm not compromising. I said, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going after. There's no compromise for me. And now that, you know, a couple of weeks have passed and he and I both have been listening to, like, different audios and teachings and things like that, he's like, Kena, I get it. You know, he's even sending me audios about certain things. But I'm not backing down. Went back home to South Carolina and had a conversation with my mother. We're talking about two of the closest people in my life. Had a conversation with my mother. My mother began to talk to me about a statement that a family member made, saying that I said that the reason why I don't come home and be around certain people is because they don't want anything. And I said, I'm sure I probably did say that, but I want to understand the content in which I said it. And so I told that person, and she clarified it. But I looked my mother in her eyes, and I told her, I said, I know the plan that God has for me, and I'm not wavering it for anybody, and I'm not going to change that for anybody. And this is who I am, and this is what God is calling me to do. And it's either you guys are going to respect that, or I'm not going to be able to come around. And I don't care who it is, whether it's family members, friends. Me and my husband, we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't do any of those things. So I'm not going to sit around and make other people feel comfortable and subject myself to certain things just so they can feel comfortable and feel like I'm down. No, I don't do it. So I don't want to be involved in those type of negative conversations and environments. And when I start breaking things down for my mom, she told me she get it. You know, it was a hard conversation for her. We had to work through it, but I thank God so much after. I said, God, I see what you're doing in my life. And I just kept thinking about the conversation that you and I had. And I got to cut all that stuff out. I could have easily got emotional. I could have easily got mad. I could have easily got upset. But when you told me I could not get to your level with all that stuff I had going on in my head, I said, oh, no. I'm not going to let nobody stop me from getting to where it is that God is calling me to be. And ever since we had that conversation, that has stuck with me. And I said, I'm not going to let people stop me. And I'm not. And I did more work in the past 2 weeks than I did in my business in months. And people are coming to me. My energy is different. My voice is different. Everything about me and how I'm moving is different because I made a decision that I'm not going to allow anyone or anything to stop me, and I'm not compromising, and I'm not waiving my values for nobody. This is what it is. This is what it's going to be. That's it.
Wow. I want to end the call on this one because let me tell you something, Kena. You got me choked up over here. Because God just gave me such a new level even of clarity. I shared this with you guys. I'm always transparent. The reason why I tell you guys the truth, even my true feelings, is because sometimes I will say to the Lord, they don't get it. They're not getting it. This is not fertile ground. And he'll come back and tell me, look, girl, You don't do the explanations. Let me tell you what to do. You ain't gonna tell me what it is. I'll tell you what it is. And then I will hear a testimony like this. There's a lot to endure. You want to go back to these scriptures, family. Every single one of you all. You better go back. The first scripture that we you know, had, you want to go back to our Deuteronomy 28 and 13, and you want to go back to James. Let me go back first. I'm sorry. Let me give you an order, because the order, God is a God of order, and I want to give you the order as he gave it to me. It's James 1 and 5 when we're talking about, if you don't have the wisdom, go ask God. Deuteronomy 28 and 13, he's saying, listen, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. I need you to go back. I need you to go back. I need you to go back and see the journey, because there's a journey. It's like he'll give it to us what we are ready for at that moment. Then Ephesians 2 and 10, that we're the workmanship. But why were you created? In Christ Jesus, for his good works. And then now he took us to James 1 and 4 and said, 1, 2 through 4, and he's saying, listen, you better start counting it joy, because you're going to have the trials. It's various trials, and it's going to test you. And you heard Lakina describe her test, her emotional blocks, courage to be able to say, I'm clear to the ones who you love. Let me tell you something, Kina. I've had to go through that. Everybody see my husband. He is my biggest cheerleader. He is, I mean, my own. He does so much for me, our family. But it was tough to get to this spot. It was tough. But because I was faithful to God first, above everything and everyone, like what I'm hearing you share, Kina, this is what God told you to do. I'm doing what God told me to do first. Ugly. And now, years later, I'm like, okay, this is what he told you to do. This is what we're doing. Okay, I get it. This is what's, oh my gosh, the tests were ugly. I just give it to y'all transparent so that even when you're on the right track, many people think they're on the wrong track. And I need you to know what it looks like. That's why the word of God is so important. Nobody's going to tear me away from it. And then now John 13 and 17, where he says, now that you know all this, you do them, you're going to be blessed. Kina, I just want God to bless you and your family richly. May the hedge of protection and the blessings of prosperity be on you infinitely always. She got it. There's times when God will have me, we have some intimate moments with you leaders, and sometimes it be ugly. I know. And I'm like, listen, if I gave it to you differently, I would feel like I wasn't doing you a service. Servant leadership ain't all about the hunky-dory. Sometimes I got to be the one to tell you something that nobody else will tell you. I'm responsible if I don't. I don't know what that word might be that God tells me to tell you. I don't know what that means to you. I'm just an obedient servant. It was last night a young lady that I was telling her, and I'm looking at her, I know her potential is so huge, and I'm like, you're all over the place. You confused, your team confused, and it's hurting you. And I know, just like what Kina said, it pierced your soul. It's supposed to. Your soul is your mind, your will, your intellect. It's supposed to get to a place where now you're ready to make a decision. Now, some people, I take the risk. Some people ain't going to take it. Some people going to get mad. Some people going to even dislike me for it. And I'll say, I'd rather you dislike me. And God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I'll take that risk. Because I'm clear. I'm clear on why I'm here. I'm clear on what I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to die doing it. What would you die for? that type of passion will take you to the places your mind couldn't even fathom. That's what's happening to me. Take you amongst people. I got the prophecy, you will be amongst kings and queens. God is going to take you to the highest and the wealthiest, and I'm living that because of that clarity. God has no respect of person. He has it for you too. When you're willing to do what he's told you to do. Financial Freedom Friday, guys. Here comes another week, another series. What have you done? What you've been learning? Massive action is your missing piece. Massive action. You heard Keena say, I've done more in 2 to 3 weeks than I've done in 2 to 3 months. I love you. God bless you guys. And again, apologize for the feedback because I know this is going to be a replay you're going to want to hear. But listen, just make it through. Be able to move through a distraction and still get what you need to get. God bless you. Keena, love you, baby. Take care.